Hello, I'm Sarah Abel and welcome to the Marriage Challenge brought to you by Care for the Family. Last month we looked at coping with change in the early years of a marriage. In this episode we're going to be discussing how we can cope with change in middle age. How can we navigate the empty nest, house moves and hormones in a way that draws us together and doesn't pull us apart? My guests on this episode are Janie and Simon Laurie White, who've been married for 36 years and have four adult children. They work together as directors of Vine Management Consulting, which serves international humanitarian and development organisations. They've lived and worked in Kenya, Malawi, Thailand, the USA and Europe, and currently they live in Bristol. So the first question I would love to ask you two is the question that we ask all our guests on the Marriage Challenge, which is how did the two of you first meet?
Well, we were both in Kenya. I was living in Nairobi for a year doing research on traditional medicine, and Simon was living up country teaching as a volunteer for 2 years. The first meeting we had was in somebody's house, and there was mutual indifference. And then 3 months later, we re-met actually at Nairobi Airport because my brother was coming out to join the same organization as Simon, and he was on the welcoming party.
And what did you think this time, Simon?
Oh, definitely interested.
It had changed.
Things had changed. And it was no bad thing that I had a nice big motorcycle that Janie liked.
Oh, so you think it was the motorcycle that did it?
I think that was the initial draw.
Well, we sort of re-met again in January. We started going out in March and we were engaged in October.
So fairly whirlwind once you'd got over the initial dislike.
Indifference. Yeah. And it's the best decision I ever made.
Yeah. Especially didn't we both make it.
Now, we talked in the last episode about coping with change in the early years, and people sort of associate the early stages of marriage with lots of change, of setting up house together, of starting a family if you're going to have one, and all those different things. But what about those middle years after you've been married 20 to 30 years? What for you was the experience of change like then?
Well, we had met each other very young. So we went through those early years of change and we kind of thought we got it sussed because by the time we came to our middle 40s, we'd been married 20 plus years. And so it came as a bit of a shock, really. We became less tolerant of each other, I think.
Yeah, so we did decide at one point to leave the country and we went to the USA. We worked in New York. We then found that we lost our network at home. So the people we talked to were us because we didn't have a group of friends. And some of the differences between us started to become more and more evident. And we had more and more areas of disagreement. We started having rows and the rows got worse. And that produced a sort of distance between us. We had more and more things that we couldn't talk about, more and more areas that we couldn't talk about. So there was this sort of creeping separation between us.
That was kind of shocking because we'd always had a very high overlap marriage. We were people who wanted to spend a lot of time together. And even though we are very different, we have always been really good friends and loved each other's company and had a lot of fun together. We've had a lot of laughs together. I mean, at the same time, obviously, I was starting to go through the menopause and you know, had a few, not horrendous, but, you know, some symptoms. And I think it was a kind of confusion, really. We also knew what was going on because we were part of it. But there was this kind of, we're not quite sure what's happening here. And assignment for going to New York was one trigger for us in a sense because it did take us away from my close circle of friends and we're both very close to our families. And even though we didn't live in each other's pockets, you know, they were there as a kind of support, whereas, as exactly as you said, when we were out there, when things went wrong, we had each other. We talked to each other. And if you're talking to a person who's irritating you, that can be a little bit complicated.
Bit of a challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
With that going on, what did you do?
Not enough is the answer. And this went on for quite some time. We both were very, very busy. My career in particular wasn't going where I hoped it would go, which I was, I'm much more reconciled to that now, but at the time I was pretty angry about that. And I think, we were still carrying a lot of baggage from that we brought into the marriage. And when all the sort of busyness of the, raising the children went away, those things also started to come up. And we went on the, well, actually, I should say we went later then from New York to Geneva, spent 4 years there. And Janie was getting actually more frustrated that we weren't actually doing anything about it and we should do something about it.
But I wanted him
he wanted to me, do something about it. She wanted me to do something about it.
Because I, in the early year, well, up to that point, I had been the reconciler. So when we'd had arguments and things, I had been the one, to say, okay, you know, that's enough, let's talk it through. So one of the kind of marks for me that he really valued the marriage was that he would set up, he would find a counsellor. He and Simon was had agreed to do it, mm-hmm. but he just didn't do it. So
you needed him to take the initiative.
I needed him to take the initiative in this particular thing because it was such a big. I mean, the point was we still loved each other and we still really wanted to be together. So it wasn't like we were in this terrible impasse where we didn't like each other. We were in this rather awful impasse where we loved each other, but we were finding it increasingly difficult to live harmoniously.
Porcupines.
So did you take the initiative, Simon?
Yes, we went off on a we because we were living in Geneva, we decided to sort of explore Europe on various weekends. On a particular weekend we went to Copenhagen and it was a disaster and we had just the worst rows ever, and I think we were both quite shocked by that, and I was shocked enough to think, okay, now we have to do something. So, after a little bit of searching, managed to turn up a very, very good counselor who we went to for, a whole year of, counseling, and managed to have conversations with her that we'd never managed to have by ourselves. A lot of anger, was expressed. And she gave us various sort of exercises to try and do together when we were not with her. And I went off also on a men's retreat and had some quite sort of profound and helpful experience there. And between all of that, that was a great sort of released a lot of tension and also helped us to re-understand each other a lot better than we had.
And having gone through that process of the counselling, what changed in your relationship? How did it operate differently from?
Well, one of the key things was we're both quite passionate people. And one of the key things that we really learned was that the most destructive thing for your relationship is contempt. It's not conflict. It's not arguing. It is contempt when you disparage each other or you disparage each other's ideas. And that was something that she was very, very strong about. So that was terribly important. So whenever we were discussing, and we kind of had to relearn how to talk about some of these porcupine issues. But we also learned that whatever we felt inside, you didn't show contempt as a sort of conflict means of engaging. So one of the exercises she gave us was, for instance, that when you're talking about these issues, you listen to each other. You don't listen with the intention to react. You listen with the intention to listen and just take it in and maybe at a later point come back and say, you know, when you said that, so and so. But really giving each other the respect of listening and hearing each other. And also one of the other things was that some of the issues that we were dealing with, we just have very different ideas on. So, for instance, for us, sort of attitudes to money is, I mean, it's not like either of us is profligate, but we have different ideas of, you know, I suppose value for money. So we came to kind of negotiated settlements in the sense that we worked out, you know, what was a good level for us, below which we didn't sort of confer about it, which, you know, which we both felt was acceptable. And it meant that, you know, in this case, you know, I didn't go out and spend what to me was not very much money, and Simon feel that I had sort of betrayed him by doing that. So I think you have to be very practical and work those out and just agree that we're just not going to agree on those, but we make a workable solution.
I think it just overall that the relationship was more important than whatever the problem was. So if you were prepared to, because the Cheneys said this was not a matter of us ever leaving the marriage. You know, that was the decision from day one.
But so that was a decision.
More than 36 years ago, that this was for life. So then I had allowed the challenges and the hurt and the anger to become more important than the fact that I wanted this marriage to work for the even longer term.
One of the things, actually, which was an issue, and I'm not saying that, you know, now we've got this completely sussed and we never have any ups and downs, but one of the things that happens, and I think it's quite a big deal for many people, is sex, in the sense that it changes as you get older. It changes in terms of, well, I'm sure for different people, different ways, but hormonally and whatever. And I do think that is an issue that people need to talk through. And I think also the feeling that in our society, we don't really talk about this kind of thing. Like you said, people expect changes in the early years of your marriage. But by the time you've been married 25 years, people expect you to have got it together, particularly people who seem to get on very well. And I think it's terribly important when these changes, whether they're physical or whether they're, as Simon said, in attitudes to work or I mean, he found the children leaving home much more difficult than me. I mean, I love it when they come back, but I never had the empty nest thing, but Simon definitely did. I think it's really important to feel that you're not on your own, and that if your marriage is going through a big readjustment, which for us took about 10 years, it wasn't quick, that is actually quite normal, and it's quite positive, and it's something that you can face together and make the sort of troisième âge even more productive in a different way and more loving in a different way.
So if someone's listening and perhaps they feel that they're in that situation where their marriage doesn't seem to be what it was before, they're struggling with differences, they're experiencing changes either internally in themselves or externally because things are happening, and they're finding this really hard, like, what advice would you give from your own experience about, you know, how they can kind of hold on to hope and find a way through?
Well, don't hide the issues away is the first thing, because I think that's a mistake that I made. I buried things. And Janie says there's also this sort of external expectation that, you know, people sort of look to you as an example. They think you've got it all sorted out and, wow, you've been married more than 30 years. But you've got to keep recognizing that doesn't mean everything is sorted out. You've got to keep talking to each other in a way that is not provocative. I mean, that would be the first step. And then if you need outside help, don't be afraid to get it.
I would say, yeah, look on it as a normal stage and as something that can be got through together and bring great benefits.
You can come out the other end.
You can come out the other end together. Yeah.
Not everyone's going to have these problems. I mean, not everyone is as sensitive as we are, or as argumentative as we are, or what, you know. So I'm sure there are some people who are going to listen.
Or
to this
have such high expectations thinking, of each other as we are. Actually,
you know, some
that's
people may
thing.
not identify, but on the other hand, I'm sure there are others who have the same challenges.
Yeah, and it's helpful to hear that that's normal and they're not alone, I think. Now, on every episode, we set our listeners a challenge, which is something that they can try at home during the month. So have you got a challenge, perhaps something that has helped you when you were going through this, that we could try during the month?
So our challenge, every day, find some way to show value to the other person in a way that they will particularly appreciate. So it may just be a little tiny thing. It may just be a hug. And Simon's love language is physical touch. So sometimes when I'm rushing around trying to fit a million things in, if I just stop and give him a great big hug, it makes a massive difference to him.
So one thing every day.
One thing to show value.
Yeah, because we have different, very different value sets, right? So understanding what she wants and what she values and how she feels valued is very important, even though it's totally different to yours.
So you might need to find out what that is first if you're not
yes.
sure. And then put it into practice and try it out on a daily basis, one thing a day for a month. Well, I will try that at home with David. Simon and Janie, thank you so much for speaking so honestly and vulnerably about your own marriage. And for those listening, do tune in again next time to the Marriage Challenge. And if you haven't already, do sign up to get regular information and details about the Marriage Challenge. You can do that on the Care for the Family website, careforthefamily.org.uk. And if you sign up, you can also get discounts from the Care for the Family online bookshop. So don't miss out on that. But from us for now, and from Janie and Simon, it's goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. You have been listening to the Marriage Challenge podcast. For further information about our courses, resources and events, visit us at www.careforthefamily.org.uk.